It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today. So, we got free money coming up. That's very exciting.
Yes.
Money's always exciting. That's like an hour, like I said, just a little bit less now. First, so there's a story. We didn't get to it yesterday because there was so much going on.
Yeah.
But the airline, was it United, had this problem with these employees who were trying to fly using their benefits. You know, like when you're a United employee or an airline employee, you can fly for free or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the girls were all wearing leggings, and as part of their policy, they don't allow employees to wear leggings when they're using their employee benefits.
Okay, so why? You have to be like dressier or dress nice.
It was like a dress code.
Okay.
It's like the same way the people at the news station have to wear khaki pants. They can't wear jeans, right?
Right.
Because there's a dress code.
Right.
Same thing with United. When you're an employee and you're flying on the plane, you have to dress appropriately.
Okay.
So one girl had to put on a dress over her leggings, and the other two couldn't fly. They wouldn't let them fly.
I thought this was about a 10-year-old girl. No?
Oh, that was the girl who got frisked. You're thinking about something totally different.
Okay.
No, this
is because of where it literally says let teens on flight because they were wearing leggings. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Right, but they were using employees' benefits. So maybe it was like their parents or something.
Right. Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway, and then all these people started tweeting about it, and Chrissy Teigen wrote, I've flown United before with literally no pants on, just a top as a dress. Next time, maybe I'll only wear jeans and a scarf.
Well, what's wrong with leggings?
I mean, I'd be okay. I don't know. Yeah. Like, to me, leggings, I know that sometimes they've had girls with like way too short skirts or something.
Okay.
But again, here's the thing. What's the difference?
A young girl too. Like, what's wrong with a young girl wearing leggings?
And I don't understand why airplanes are different than any other public places. Like, you can get on a bus, or you can, you know, walk into the mall wearing next to nothing.
Right.
It's just another public place.
I mean, I guess if that's the rule, it is for like this dad or whatever. If he's a employee, then that's the rule, whatever, you know, but I don't see the problem with the leggings because it's not, you know, you're covered up completely.
Yeah. Leggings are not really, I mean, it's not like you go, oh, look at that girl in those leggings,
especially if it's a younger girl. Like, what do you, I mean, who cares?
Like booty shorts,
unless they're like, I wonder if she was like wearing the leggings as pants. You know how sometimes people will do that.
Well, I assume that's what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
Is that like a big, but that's what you do with leggings, right? Don't you just wear them as pants?
I guess,
you throw
like,
a shirt on?
I mean, for me, like I'd want to cover my butt and like make sure I'm wearing something long enough so that it's like covering my butt.
So
I don't want my butt just like out there.
If you're not wearing leggings just as pants, what are you supposed to wear them as? Like under something?
Yeah, you wear like a tunic, which is like long enough to short, not like not too long where it's like it could just be a dress,
right,
but like short enough so that like it goes right like below your crotch and
right
then your butt.
Okay, so if thank you for the demonstration. I appreciate that. So if you're if you're just wearing leggings and like what, a short t-shirt, that's inappropriate.
I don't think it's inappropriate for a 10-year-old girl. No, I don't think that's that big of a deal. But I mean, I wouldn't wear that. And I think it just depends. I don't think it's like the end of the world.
You would always cover up your butt if you're wearing leggings.
Yeah, especially if the leggings are a little bit thinner and you can kind of see through them. Some of them are. Like, you want them to be like real thick so you can't see like your, because basically then it just looks like you're wearing tights. You know?
Interesting. Well, maybe that's what it was. Maybe they just looked like they were ballerinas.
Yeah, maybe. I haven't seen the picture or like what they were wearing or anything.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is there an inappropriate way to wear leggings? Can you wear them just as pants, or are you supposed to, like, throw a tunic on? Kimber from Callahan, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Kimber. What'd you want to say?
I was just going to say that I have two daughters, and I would not let them wear leggings as pants. I do see a lot of people wearing, tights as pants.
Right.
And it's just tacky.
All right, so leggings aren't pants.
No, they are not pants. And, yoga pants, people do wear them as pants, and they're thicker material. But if you can see the outline of your underwear through them, they should not be worn as pants.
All right.
You should have something.
What if you're not wearing underwear, though?
Well, then you don't want to see that either.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Actually, probably
I
depends
it
on who you are.
So that's one vote for, I wouldn't. That's one vote for leggings are not pants. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
You?
Great. What's your take on these girls wearing leggings on the plane? Should they have been allowed on, or is that inappropriate for public consumption?
Not necessarily inappropriate for public consumption, but having worked in an in-flight department years ago and my aunt still being a flight attendant for a major airline, part of the in-flight privileges and the rules are business casual. To most of us, business casual is khakis, dress pants.
Yeah.
They specifically state no sandals, no flip flops.
But like, isn't business casual for a 10-year-old literally leggings? Like, you're a kid. Like, that's what you wear. I just don't understand what they're expecting for her to wear.
Right. Now,
pants, I guess.
I could understand, unless she's well-developed and, you know, didn't look appropriate in her leggings. I haven't seen the picture.
But even in that sense, then you're, like, sexualizing a little girl no matter what she looks like. I think it's, like, unfair to tell, like, a little kid what to wear.
But if you have a no leggings as pants rule, I mean, you can't, you know, say, hey, based on your age, it's okay.
I don't think that it literally says in the rules no leggings as pants.
Well, I mean, either way, here's the other thing. I get on a plane and I see people dressed in like the worst things ever.
I know. And that's the thing is like, like way worse than a little 10-year-old girl wearing comfortable leggings.
Yeah. And I see flip flops and all this other stuff. And I guess if you're a paying customer, you're going to look, we'll take your money no matter what you're wearing.
Right. But this is like for standby.
I just said to my husband, if you're paying full price for a ticket, you can wear whatever you want.
Right.
If you're flying for free, they can kind of say, hey,
yeah,
you know,
no, that's
for free.
But it seems so unfair because I literally have seen people roll up in like PJs onto an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Before.
I saw a girl legit in a onesie. And when I flew to Germany, in a onesie, just like strolling on the plane in
a
onesie.
Yeah, exactly.
With her pillow. They wear like those juicy pants, you know, pajamas.
And then this poor little girl can't even get on her airplane because she's wearing leggings.
Onesie, like, leggings. Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling. She should have worn a onesie. Melissa from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Fine.
Hey, Melissa, what do you think about leggings on airplanes and as pants and things?
Well, I work at a high school and they're not in the dress code. We send students home or they have to change if they're caught wearing them with something that's not below their rear end.
Right, so it just has to be long enough to
cover.
Oh,
so if you're wearing leggings and like a crop top, your butt's going home.
Right.
I see. Leggings and a tunic is okay.
Did you just learn the word tunic today, Mark?
No, I've known it. I like to say it, so I've said it.
I feel really excited for you because you keep saying it.
It's a fun word to say. Tunic.
Tunic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also,
or if you're overweight, you might like need a threenic.
Shut up.
No? Too much?
Yeah, too much.
Okay, never mind. I put it a little too far. Claudette.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Claudette. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And what do you think about these leggings that girls are wearing as pants?
Leggings are not pants, but in certain situations, it definitely can be appropriate. In others, no.
What situations can they be appropriate?
If I'm at home, I can wear leggings.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. If you're.
You know, if I'm.
I mean, if you're at home, you could wear a Saran Wrap bra.
You could be
like,
naked.
Yeah.
You know, I run to the grocery store. You know, that's on me, but I would not wear them, you know, in different other situations. And definitely, you know, like in my job, you cannot wear leggings. They're not considered pants.
Right.
You know, they're very strict on what is a pant.
Like, here's the thing. Let me see if I can give, for guys that may have no clue what we're talking about right now, for guys that are like, you know, just put a bullet in my head because I can't kind of. It's like saying boxer shorts are shorts. Like, you can't just wear boxer shorts as shorts.
Right.
Because it's underwear.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that similar to what, like leggings, you can't
no,
just wear?
No, it's not similar.
Well, why is it not
similar? Those are underwear. Leggings are not underwear.
Well, they are if you're wearing them under something.
Well, no, they're not. I mean, and you could. There's different kinds. There's like thicker kinds where they could technically be pants. They're not pants. I just don't think it's
Claudette.
Cute to wear them as pants. Like, I don't think it's like a cute thing. But if you're a 10-year-old girl, who cares? You know, if you're a little kid who, like, leave her alone.
All right. But I still can't wear boxer shorts as shorts.
Nobody wants to see you in your boxer shorts,
okay.
Mark.
Because sometimes, you know, like, I'll have one last trash bag to take out at the end of the day. I'm like, oh, I'm already in my box. Ah, screw it. Lindley, good morning. The best thing about the newspaper going, like, nobody getting the newspaper anymore is that my neighbors don't have to see me get the newspaper in my boxer shorts.
The best thing for your neighbors, you mean?
Yeah. That's what I meant. Lindley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. You say that leggings are pants.
Absolutely. I'm wearing them to work right now.
You are. And just leggings. You're not wearing like anything over them.
I mean, I have a shirt on and it's long. As I don't wear, obviously you're not going to wear shorter shirts. You're going to wear a longer, maybe dress style shirt.
Or like a tunic.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, okay, well, and that seems to be, but see, people would argue then you're wearing your leggings under something because you're covering, like, the butt crotch area is the most important part. It seems
right,
like.
But you can still wear something short enough that you wouldn't wear just alone.
Right, like a tunic.
Right.
A tunic you wouldn't wear alone.
Exactly, because it's too short and your butt would be coming out. And then that's obviously inappropriate in some places.
In some places. So,
but I'm just saying.
Although I've seen girls wear tunics with like no pants on.
Yeah, I mean, do your thing. Whatever.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.